So I have to admit that I feel a bit of a letdown after listening to Mark's account of Jesus' resurrection. It's just so ordinary. Jesus is risen from the dead. This should be an extraordinary, life-changing, world-changing event. And instead, as we hear Mark retell the story, we feel a little bit lacking, maybe. There's three women, on their way to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body for burial. And as they're walking along and talking, they seem to be having kind of chatty conversation. Oh, can't believe Jesus is dead. Oh, it's unimaginable. Well, off to do what we women do, take care of the body. Well, wait, what are we going to do? They put a stone in front of that tomb. How are we going to get to the body? How are we going to get in? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll go find someone around who can help us once we get there. Talking along the way, ordinary conversation, when they finally get to the tomb, they find that the stone has been rolled back. Problem solved. But there's no great aha moment about how the stone was rolled away. The Gospel of Matthew has an earthquake that rolls away the stone. Now that's extraordinary. That's great. Big deal. Earthquakes, opening tombs. Mark won't have any of that. No earthquakes, just women arriving at the tomb and the stone is already rolled away. So the women are curious about why that stone's already rolled away, so they kind of enter into the tomb and they find a young man, it says, dressed in white. Now many of us have heard this story so many times that we think, young man dressed in white must be an angel. Of course, I mean, if Jesus were raised from the dead, it would be an amazing, supernatural, beyond this world event, and of course, angels would announce this amazing good news of the resurrection. This is what Matthew and John and Luke do, angels. But not Mark, because this actually is no angel. This is just a young man dressed in white clothes. An ordinary person who says to the women, Jesus is not here, he has been raised. Go and tell Jesus' disciples and Peter that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you. And so, if you were those women who had just heard that Jesus had been raised from the dead, you would run from the tomb to go tell this amazing news. Jesus is alive. He's risen. They must go tell someone, right? No. They don't. They don't go and tell anybody, actually. It says, so they went out and fled the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The end. That is it. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. It just kind of leaves you hanging there, doesn't it? I mean, these women just had something amazing happen to them, and they don't say anything to anybody about it? No resurrection appearances here. No Jesus showing up, bowing down to worship Jesus, holding his feet, confessions, my Lord and my God. None of it. Just fear and silence. Very ordinary reactions, I have to say. And I have to say, on this Easter morning, I like other gospel accounts better. I like earthquakes and angels and the resurrected Jesus showing up right there in their midst. Amazing, extraordinary events. They seem to go with our celebration of Easter here. We have gathered here on this Easter morning and we make worship extraordinary. A little bit more than the ordinary we usually have. We have flowers, gracing the front of our altar area. We have trumpets and amazing special music by the choir and the bell choir. We have bright, resounding hymns as we sing our praises to the risen Lord, giving thanks to Jesus for rising from the dead and overcoming death. Jesus Christ is risen today. This is something extraordinary to celebrate, an extra special event. And in the midst of our extraordinary worship service, we hear this very ordinary gospel account. And it leaves us wanting. And yet, over the years, I have come to love this ordinary account. Maybe not to read on Easter, but I have come to love this ordinary account of the resurrection because this account of the resurrection is in sync with my experiences of how God works resurrection in our lives and in our world. I know that in my life, God often shows up in ordinary ways and brings new life. I wish I could tell you all that angels came and showed up and talked to me often, and they would tell me amazing things. I wish I could tell you that whenever I need to be shaken out of my doldrums and struggles, there's a little earthquake that comes along. Shakes me up a little bit, reminds me from God, you know, I got this covered. I'm here for you. Don't worry. Sure would be great that whenever we have challenges, struggles, doubts or anxiety, depression, addiction, pain or loss, that ta-da! The angel comes to you and says, it'll all be okay. Jesus is risen. There is new life. This is not the end. That would be wonderful. But that's not my experience. Maybe it's yours. Maybe once in a while we have one of those extraordinary experiences. But for the most part, resurrection appears in ordinary ways in our lives. And that's why I love Mark, because Mark is so ordinary. Mark will have none of these extraordinary things, no angels, no earthquakes, no resurrected Jesus right there in their midst. And I love Mark because that's how resurrection appears in our lives. I have not experienced earthquakes or angels, but I have experienced young men dressed in white. Ordinary people who come to share God's good news with me, who come and walk alongside me in the midst of my struggles. Ordinary people who put God in my life at just the right moment, an answer to my prayer, my need, for requests I didn't even know or have the power to ask God for, but God answered anyway and knew that I needed. And so God has sent into my life young men and women, old men and women, fellow brothers, sisters in Christ, dressed in very ordinary clothing. Not only white clothes, just regular ordinary clothes. But these ordinary people come and bring God's presence to me, reminding me that God is here with me. God comes to people through people. And God comes to you and to me through ordinary people. God comes and rolls away the stone of my fears and doubts and struggles and opens up in my life new life and light in the midst of my darkness through not earthquakes, but instead ordinary means, like daily devotional readings that speak to my life that day. Maybe a smile of a stranger or the laughter of a child. A word of scripture that speaks to my heart or the melody of a song that lifts me up. From the beauty of creation as I look around, new life breaks forth daily in very ordinary ways as light shines in the midst of my darkness and fear, and resurrection comes in ordinary ways. To ordinary people. And I love Mark Mark's gospel because it's to these ordinary people, they become the first witnesses of the resurrection. These women who witness come to the tomb, and it says that they come to the tomb and they are told to go and tell, and it says they say nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And if you think about it, that's a really ordinary and normal reaction. When you have surprising or unexpected news, you just don't even know what to do about it. So you just don't say anything. Oftentimes when we find new and unexpected things happening, fear does grip us because it's unknown. We don't know what to do next. And so these ordinary women are like you and like me, responding to something extraordinary in a very normal and ordinary way. And yet this is who God chooses to reveal the resurrection to. These ordinary women, ordinary people like you and me. And yet, if we really think about it for just a little bit, we realize that God transforms these ordinary women because they do something extraordinary. We end Mark's gospel and we hear that they say nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And yet we know that can't actually be the truth, because if they really didn't say anything to anyone, how would we know about it? But somehow, this fear is transformed and that these women become witnesses. These ordinary women filled with terror and amazement and fear and doubt, God transforms them into witnesses to proclaim the good news. And God was able to use these ordinary women with their very ordinary reactions to be the first witnesses to share this amazing resurrection news. And God is able to use you and me, ordinary people, to tell the good news of new life to others, to tell others of the seemingly ordinary ways that God cares for us each day, the ordinary ways that God comes to you and me, bringing light in the midst of our darkness. And on this Easter morning, we celebrate this extraordinary event that Jesus was raised from the dead, and that through Jesus rising, death and sin and the devil do not have ultimate power in our world. In the end, God is more powerful and brings forth new life. We celebrate this extraordinary resurrection, and we also celebrate the ordinary ways that God brings us resurrection each day. It is not only on this Easter morning that we celebrate Jesus rising, but each day we celebrate Jesus coming to us anew in our ordinary lives, coming to us in ordinary ways and transforming us, truly proclaiming to us that our God is a God who makes all things new. And so we rejoice on this Easter morning that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.